This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 15th of Aug, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, Israel is experiencing warm and sunny weather across its major cities. In Tel Aviv, the sun is shining brightly, perfect for a day outdoors. Meanwhile, Jerusalem enjoys a clear sky, and Haifa is slightly cooler with a gentle breeze. As night falls, temperatures will remain mild, offering a pleasant evening. Here are today's headlines. First, the Times of Israel reports that 7 people have died in strikes on Lebanon. The IDF targeted an area believed to be a Hezbollah underground facility. Also, Ma'ariv reports just in that a significant Israeli offensive is underway in Ali Tahar. The U.S. reportedly gave a green light for this action. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post highlights supply issues on the USS Abraham Lincoln. Iran's attacks on Bahrain's naval base are causing concern for the crew's mental health. Separately, Forward reports that an assailant attacked a congregant and a security guard at a Shabbat service in NYC. The suspect is now in custody. And finally, JNS discusses comments made by the co-chair of the Democratic Socialists of America. She was questioned about Hamas-led atrocities in southern Israel, sparking controversy. Here's what people are saying online. Zina Choder, a journalist, wrote earlier today that Israeli airstrikes killed at least 7 in the Nabatea region. The targeted areas included the Ali Tahrir Hills and nearby towns. Al Arabiya English, a Middle East news outlet, posted that Netanyahu's government has reportedly damaged Israel's international reputation. This stems from statements made by its ministers. Iris, commenting on a debate involving Candace Owens and Andrew Wilson, noted that Israel was a central topic. Owens admitted she had no direct evidence linking Israel to certain conspiracy theories. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel report, the strikes in Lebanon targeted Hezbollah positions. This comes amid heightened tensions in the region. The UK criticized Prime Minister Netanyahu for his controversial remarks, comparing Israel to an Islamic Republic. This adds another layer of diplomatic strain. The implication for the region is a potential escalation in hostilities. Turning to Ma'ariv's report, the bombardment in Ali Tahar follows reports of U.S. approval for Israeli military actions. This area is known for its strategic tunnels used by Hezbollah. The military operation could significantly alter the dynamics along the border. This action may lead to further regional instability. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights the impact of Iran's naval activities on the USS Abraham Lincoln. The crew, facing supply shortages and stress, has reportedly seen several members attempt to leave the carrier. This reflects the broader challenges faced by the U.S. military in maintaining presence amidst Iranian aggression. The situation poses a risk to maritime security in the Gulf. Separately, Forward's account of the NYC synagogue attack underscores ongoing security concerns in Jewish communities. The assailant's motives remain unclear, but the incident raises questions about protection measures during religious services. This event heightens the need for vigilance in Jewish centers worldwide. Finally, JNS reports on the Democratic Socialists of America's co-chair's remarks regarding the October 7th incidents. Her comments have stirred debate over the narrative surrounding Hamas's actions. This highlights the challenges in addressing complex geopolitical issues within political discourse. The fallout could influence public perception and policy discussions. On the economic front, first, Israel Hayom Business reports that Tel Aviv is one of the most expensive cities globally. It ranks 3rd in a cost of living survey by a German bank, with high prices for items like fast food. Despite the costs, the city remains a vibrant economic center. Separately, Katech examines Israel's defense budget. The IDF calls for increased spending due to security threats. However, this raises concerns about the impact on civilian services, as Israel already ranks low in OECD civilian expenditure. The debate continues over balancing security with social needs. And finally, Ma'ariv Business discusses changes in the U.S. Navy under Trump. His order to revert to steam-based launch systems for aircraft carriers will cost billions. This decision affects American defense contractors and could have implications for international naval dynamics. Yeah. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 a.m. for the latest. this bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.